From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Consumer prices have risen at their quickest pace in more than a year, increasing 0.4% last month. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. Giles, what are the main factors behind that increase?
Well, Craig, it's the cost of food and energy. Those two volatile categories accounted for more than two-thirds of the overall rise in the consumer price index. But when they are excluded, what's called the core rate of inflation rose 0.2%. The latest numbers show that over the past year, consumer prices have climbed 1%.
But doesn't the Fed want to see something closer to 2% there?
Well, yes. This latest report tends to support the Fed's view that inflation remains too low. We're finding out more about the Fed's latest thinking on the economy. Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill this morning.
Giles, the Labor Department's also saying today that first-time claims for unemployment benefits were up about 6% last week. What's behind that number?
You'll recall that was a week, Craig, in which there were snowstorms in many parts of the country, preventing people from filing applications because government offices were closed. Economists had been looking for a rebound last week. Still, the number of new claims was a bit more than analysts expected.
Thanks, Giles. That's NPR's Giles Snyder in Washington. The Pentagon is calling for all sides in Bahrain to exercise restraint and refrain from violence after police in riot gear raided the central square in the capital before dawn, killing at least four protesters and wounding scores of others. New York Times reporter Michael Slackman says police descended on the square without warning to clear away thousands of demonstrators who were sleeping there.
A huge army of police roared in. They driving Toyota Land Cruisers with their blue lights flashing. They screamed in from every angle. They surrounded the circle. The police got out, approached the protesters, and without saying a word, began beating some, fired tear gas into the crowd.
New York Times reporter Michael Slackman in Bahrain. In the resulting chaos, dozens of people were beaten or trampled. They've been taken to the largest government-run hospital. Doctors there are struggling to cope with all the injured people. Others have been showing up to look for missing relatives. There's more political unrest in Yemen today. Security forces have been clashing with anti-government protesters for a seventh straight day. Yemen's longtime president has met with the army's top officers to discuss how to deal with the turmoil gripping that country. 110 Republicans in the House have joined forces with Democrats to defeat a measure sponsored by Speaker John Boehner. It was a jet engine project based near Boehner's district in Ohio. The vote to cut $450 million for the engine development project that Defense Secretary Robert Gates has called unnecessary was the second time in a week that House GOP leaders have been pushed to accept deeper cuts in spending than they had proposed. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 25 points. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is NPR News. The Obama administration has approved Arizona's plan to remove a quarter of a million people from that state's Medicaid program. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports the state government moved to reduce costs by eliminating coverage for organ transplants.
The administration has approved Arizona's plan to take 250,000 adults from its Medicaid rolls, allowing it to sidestep a requirement that prohibits states from reducing eligibility. The quarter million people are mostly childless adults. The reduction could save the state as much as $541 million, which is almost half of Arizona's budget shortfall for the coming year. Arizona is already denying organ transplants because federal law doesn't require such coverage. That resulted in several cases in which people being prepared for a transplant were denied at the last minute. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
In the man versus computer showdown on the game show Jeopardy, the winner is the computer. Watson by name, the IBM supercomputer, made relatively easy work of defeating the show's two top champions, Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, in the final match. Watson buzzing in to answer questions like this one from host Alex Trebek.
Familiarity is said to breed this from the Latin for despise. Watson.
What is contempt?
Correct.
Watson takes the $1 million champions prize, which IBM says it will donate to two charities, World Vision and one that allows the use of computer time to help in medical research. All three contestants got the last Final Jeopardy answer correct, but Jennings scribbled under his answer that he, for one, welcomes our new computer overlords. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.